يقاتلون في سبيل الله. Those who have iman, they fight in the path of Allah, في سبيل الله, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does في سبيل الله mean? In the path of Allah, that you are doing it في سبيل الله. A man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَرَأَيْتَ رَجُلًا يُقَاتِلُ حَبِيَّةً وَيُقَاتِلُ شَجَاعَةً وَيُقَاتِلُ رِيَاءً يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَيُّ ذَلِكَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. So person came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me, there's one man fighting for his tribal zeal, his family pride. Another one is fighting to show his bravery. Another one is fighting to make a show as a riyah or out of show. Another one is fighting ghadab, just out of anger and revenge. Which of those is fi sabilillah? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man qatala litakuna talibatullahi hiya al-ulya fahuwa fi sabilillah. The one who fights so that the word of Allah may be elevated, that La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah may be elevated, he is fi sabilillah. That person is fighting fi sabilillah. So this, in fact, this quality, this any believer who wants to be part of this victorious army that will gain the help of Allah, that will draw the help of Allah, that will defeat the zalims and the enemies of Islam, that will liberate Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, then the very, very important quality that he needs to have is that he must be doing it fi sabilillah, purely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, every amal of ours, it should be done purely for the sake of Allah. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my salah, my ibadat, my sacrifice, my living, my death are all for Allah رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Another salient quality that was found in these Ashab-e Badr, or that victorious army, was that they loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were ready to assist the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they were ever ready to carry out the instructions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So where do we find this in the army of Badr, the Ashab-e Badr? When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathered those Sahaba together to make Mashwara, initially the plan was to intercept the trade caravan of the Quraysh, the Kufar of Makkah. Those Zalims who had oppressed them all those years in Makkah, Mukarrama. So the plan was to intercept the trade caravan. But then later it transpired that news had come to Makkah and they had planned an army of 1,000 under Abu Jahl to come and attack Madinah Munawwara. Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gathered outside Madinah Munawwara. He had the Sahaba radiallahu anhum together, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making mashwara with them. What should we do now? Ashiru alayya. Give me your opinions. Give me your rise. Give me your opinions. What was the response of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum? Remember now, they were small in number. They lacked resources and weapons. Their plan was only to intercept the trade caravan. And now they were facing a large army. So they made mashwara, they gave their opinions. So let us take two examples of how the Sahaba responded to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one from the Muhajirin and one from the Ansar of Madinah Munawwara. From the Muhajirin, Hazrat Miqdad ibn Amr radiallahu anhu, he stood up and he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Indi bila ila ma amarakumullah. That you proceed with us to wherever Allah commanded you. We will not say to you, like how the Bani Israel said to Musa alayhi salam, that you and your Lord go and fight, idhab anta wa rabbuka faqatila, inna hahuna qa'idu, that you and your Lord go and fight, we are sitting over here. We will not say that to you. Rather, bal, idhab anta wa rabbuka faqatila, inna ma'akuma muqatiluna ya Rasulallah. Rather, you and your Lord go and fight, we are with you fighting, O Rasul of Allah. We will fight in front of you and behind you, on your right and on your left, and we are ready, O Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we were ready to fight for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi, when he said this, they displeased Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is an example of how they were ready to carry out the instructions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the wish of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were ready to please Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked again, Ashiru aliyya, that give me mashwara, give me your opinions, O my companions. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alluding to the Ansar Sahaba, because when they had initially pledged to help Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah a few years before that, their pledge and promise was that as long as we are in Madinah and an enemy attacks, we are ready to assist. There was no discussion about outside Madinah, that whether we will fight and help you outside Madinah Munawwara. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept saying, Ashiru alayya ayyuhal nas, give me a mashwara. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alluding towards them, that he wanted the go-ahead from them. He wanted their response. So Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, one of the leaders of the Ansar, he said, it seems you are intending us, O Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu said, I speak on behalf of the Ansar. Indi ila haythu ba amarakumullah. Wallahi ya Rasulallah. He said, go with us, O Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to wherever Allah commanded you. Even if you have to penetrate into this ocean, we will enter it with you, and none of us will remain behind. And we will find us that we will be patient at the time of war, and we will be truthful at the time of beating the enemy. And we have hope that Allah will show you what will cool your eyes from us, O Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lit up with this response of Hazrat Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, come, let's proceed with the name of Allah, with the blessings of Allah. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them glad tidings that this will be the falling place of such enemy of Islam. And this enemy of Islam will fall over here, and this enemy will fall dead over here. And exactly as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had prophesied, it transpired at the time of the Battle of Badr. So quality, the second quality that I mentioned, is that they were ready to please and follow the instructions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us introspect, look into our lives, in our ibadat, our worship, our dealings, our social life, our akhlaq, internally, externally. How ready are we, and how much are we ready to please Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is a quality which will draw the help of Allah. This is the quality of a soldier that will be part of this victorious army that will gain the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another important quality that we find amongst the Ashab of Badr is that they were focused on Akhirat. And they were focused on Jannah. They were not focused on dunya. When the armies formed their ranks at Badr, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the statement that if anyone here is fights in the path of Allah and he is killed being patient, hoping for reward, facing the enemy, not running away from the battlefield, anyone does this, then Allah will enter him into Jannah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, Qumu ila jannati al-ardu has-samawati wal-ard. Stand up to that Jannah whose breath is the heavens and the earth. Umair ibn Humam al-Ansari radiallahu anhu, when he heard this promise of Jannah, he said, Bakid, Bakid, Jannatil ardu has samawatu al-ard. Amazing. That Jannah, whose breath is equivalent to the skies and the earth. And he said, I'm not saying this because I deny this promise. Rather, I hope that I am from the people of Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِنَّكَ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا. You are from the people of Jannah. He was eating some khajur at that time. He took that khajur, he threw that away, and he penetrated into the enemies. He said it's going to be take a long time if you have to eat, complete eating these days. He threw that, penetrated into the enemy, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with shahadati, the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So their focus was on Jannah. Their focus was on Akhirat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had molded them upon this. So beloved brothers, respected elders, if we want to be part of this victorious army, if we want to strive in the path of Allah, we want to be a true mujahid for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then these qualities of the ashab and the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially these ashab of Badr, we need to internalize these qualities. I mentioned just three today, and there are many other qualities of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The three that I mentioned were ikhlas, that we strive purely for the sake of Allah. All the efforts that we do should be done purely for the pleasure of Allah. Then we will find the help of Allah will be with us. Secondly, that we must be ready, whatever we are doing should be to please Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It must be, every aspect of our life should be to please Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether it's on the battlefield or whether it's in life, we must earn the pleasure of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thirdly, the focus must be on Akhirat. The focus must be on Akhirat. Then if the focus is on Akhirat, the focus is on Jannah, then even if a person becomes shaheed and his life goes, but he achieved his success, فُزْتُ وَرَبِّ الْكَعْبَى, the words of the Sahaba when they were martyred for the sake of Allah, I have succeeded by the Lord of the Kaaba. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with these kind of qualities. May Allah Ta'ala help us prepare ourselves physically, spiritually, mentally, so that Allah Ta'ala accept us to use us as soldiers for the sake of the deen of Allah. May Allah Ta'ala grant assistance and help to the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and accept us all for the service of the deen of Allah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.